The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 14. And it so happened, when he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees, on a Sabbath, to eat bread, they were carefully watching him. And look, there in front of him was a certain man who had edema. And Jesus, as a response, addressed the experts on Jewish law and Pharisees, and said, "Is it permitted by the law to heal on the Sabbath, or not?" But they kept silent. So he took him, healed him, and let him go. Then he said to them, "Which of you, who has a donkey or an ox which has fallen into a well, will not immediately pull it out on a Sabbath day?" And they were not able to answer him concerning these things. When he noticed how those who were invited chose the best seats, he spoke a parable to them, saying, "When you are invited by someone to a marriage feast, don't sit down in the most prestigious place. It could be that he has invited someone more important than you, and then he will have to come and say to you, 'Give this man your place.' Then you will begin, with shame, to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowliest place, so that when he who has invited you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, take a more prestigious place.' Then you will be honored in the presence of everyone who sits at the feast with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And he also said to him who had invited him, "When you set out a meal or a supper for others, don't invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, or your rich neighbors, so that they don't also later invite you back and you receive payment. But when you make a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. Then you will be blessed because they don't have any way to repay you. You will be repaid in the resurrection of the just." And one of them who sat at the meal with him heard these things. He said to him, "Blessed is he who will feast in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A certain man made a great feast and invited many. So he sent out his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' And they all, one by one, began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and of course I must go out and see it. I beg you, have me excused.' And another said, 'I have just bought 5 teams of oxen, and I have to go try them out. I beg you, have me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and told his master these things. Then the master of the house, becoming angry, said to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleyways of the city, and bring in here the poor, the maimed, the blind, and the lame.' Later the servant said, 'Master, what you ordered has been done, and there is still room.' Then the master said to the servant, 'Go out into the highways and byways, and compel them to come in, so that my house may be filled with guests. For I say to you that not one of those men who were first invited will taste my supper.' Now large crowds gathered around him, and so he turned and said to them, 'Whoever comes to me but does not detest his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, and sisters, yes, and even more, also detests his own soul life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not pick up and carry his own cross and accompany me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? The risk is that, after laying its foundation but not being able to complete it, everyone who sees it will begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build but was not able to finish.' Or which king, as he is going out to engage another king in battle, doesn't first sit down with his counselors to determine whether he is able with 10,000 soldiers to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is still a long way off, he sends his ambassadors and asks the terms for peace. So therefore, any of you who doesn't renounce all that he has is not able to be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how can it be made flavorful? It is useful neither for the field nor for the manure pile. People just throw it out. He who has hearing ears, let him hear." This is the end of Luke chapter 14.
The Father's Life New Testament Version. was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.